Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
You know, I say it every time, so much so you're probably like, Dan, but we've already heard it. When you're saying that, I know I need to say it one more time because it's so important. Always gauge the damage, the destructive damage a political story is doing to a candidate on the left by how much the media and the left tries to cover it up. Folks, the rule works every single time. I promise it'll never fail you. It happened again this weekend. I'll get to it. Biden's on stage. Obama's like, hey, man, time to get off stage. Joe, it's that way. And the media's like, what you saw, you didn't see. That didn't happen. It's a fake. It is. Really? Because there's like five different cell phone angles of the exact same thing. Cell phone video angle. I got that. Another conspiracy theory comes true. I absolutely told you they were going to use illegal immigration because they're into demographic destiny and voting power. And now it's come true again. You're not wasting your time here. Big show, weekend update too. Pretty interesting weekend. Beams, Dream Powders, a science-backed hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Go to shopbeam, BEAM.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino for up to 45% off. Got a weekend update for you. I'm going to show you how if you're listening to the left-wing goon media, you are lost. If you're listening to this show, you are at least 6 months ahead. Folks, the Jace case. The storms in Texas have been crazy the last few weeks. I've been reading about the catastrophic flooding. Bottom line, be prepared in the event of emergency. Have a Jace. It's right here. Here's mine. Have a Jace case on hand. What is it? Is it a case of emergency? It's a case of emergency antibiotics everyone should have no matter where you live. Eventually, disaster strikes. The Jace case is a personalized emergency medication kit that contains essential antibiotics and medication that treat the most common and deadly bacterial infections. You're not going to be prepared without one. Go to jacemedical.com. It's like vase with a J. Fill out the online form. View the terms. Have a Jace medical physician evaluate your request. If eligible, your medications are dispensed by a licensed pharmacy at a fraction of the regular cost. It's jacemedical.com. Enter code Bongino to get a discount. Hurricane season's around. You've got a whole bunch of geopolitical disasters going on. Do not get caught unprepared. All of this stuff, you name it. Be ready. Be prepared for an emergency. I'm stocked up. Jace handles everything from the initial online evaluation to medication delivery and ongoing care if I want it. Get your customized case today by going to jacemedical.com and our code Bongino. That's jacemedical.com. Code Bongino, jasemedical.com. Jace Medical and its products are not intended to substitute for professional medical treatment or advice. Consult with your healthcare provider. Thanks, Jace Medical. All right, fellas, let's go. Always, always, always gauge the destruction a narrative is causing. Always by the leftist response. They are freaking out over this. Put this video up. I want to show you this. Biden's on stage at this fundraiser with a bunch of has-been Hollywood people who think somehow we're going to vote for him. Here, you can watch the video yourself. This was on the Proud Elephant Feed. Watch. You can watch it yourself. There's Obama. He like Joe's sitting there. Joe doesn't know what to do, of course. Is he, you know, having an incident with his diaper again? No one even knows. He's sitting there totally for, oh, come on, Joe. Now you can see it yourself. You can see, Justin, did you see it? No one's disputing it's happened. The left is going nuts. This is disinformation. It's a deep fake. It's a cheap fake. It's edited. Play it again, please. It is not edited. Now, what's your job? Folks in the chat, what's your job? Oh, Anita, you like the shirt? Sorry, I didn't even get to that. The Outlaw shirt. This is available at store.bongino.com, by the way. Keep that thing playing. This is the new Outlaw shirt with the hat. So this is for you. If you want one, pick them up. You know, whatever. But store.bongino.com. Thank you, Anita. This is the new Outlaw shirt. I'm voting for the Outlaw. Now, what's your job, folks in the chat? Your job is to now share this video 10 more times because the media wants it to go away because Joe Biden clearly at this point has some kind of deep-cooked pasta for brains. Nobody knows. Share it over and over. They're freaking out. Here's another one. They hate this one, too. He wanders off during the G7. They're like, no, he's going to say hello to somebody. Really? No one else is doing that. Why just him? The answer, because the guy has SpaghettiOs for brains. That's why. Oh, here, look. Come on, Joe. Back this way with the rest of us. Why does everybody have to guide this guy around? Giorgia Meloni from Italy, Barack Obama. Everybody has to move around to take the picture because he can't stay in place because he never remembers what to do, ladies and gentlemen. That, oh, good job, Justin. Washington Examiner. Biden spokeswoman says the G7 footage you just watched shows disinformation is live and well, as if your freaking eyeballs are lying to you. Now spread it around even more. Listen to me. Always, always, always gauge the damage a story is doing by the left-wing response. The fact that they're going crazy tells you what? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. They know it's true. The guy just doesn't know what he's doing. He can't leave a stage. He can't stay at an event. He doesn't know how to walk off a stage. He doesn't know how to do a photo op. Nothing. And they want you to vote for this guy for president? No freaking chance. Hey, quick weekend update. I haven't done one in a while. So I had to go give some blood this weekend. My hemoglobin was a little high. So I've been taking a lot of iron and lifeblood and all this stuff. So a little bit high. I mean, marginal. So I had to give it. And no one told me going in. Folks in the chat, you're my homies out there. You got to warn me about this stuff. I told you I hate giving blood. This was like some 16-gauge needle. So Justin was like, how big is a 16-gauge needle? So here's the Dan Bongino show. It's about the size of this, like, tiger tooth or whatever this hell thing. And I was like, damn, that's a big-ass needle. And it was like a freaking fire hose. So I gave all this blood. I had to, you know, drain some off. I felt a little better. And they were like, you know, you should probably take it easy today. You may get a little lightheaded bouncing around because my doc is the best and so is the phlebotomist lady. Just awesome. I love them to death. Doc I, he's a great dude. And so the last thing you're supposed to be doing is going out and partying. But I needed it. I've been in kind of a deep, dark place. So I, of course, went out and did a little partying because I wasn't supposed to. And I was playing blackjack. I went to Council Oaks in the Hard Rock down in Florida in Hollywood. Council Oaks, you haven't had a good steak in a long time. If you don't go there, shame on you. I can't help you. The place there is awesome. The most amazing steak ever. And I'm playing a little blackjack and I'm losing. I'm getting crushed for about an hour or so. Paula's like, I think it's time to, you know, bounce. I was like, all right. So I had all that. And at that point I was like, I'm just going to start because I came there to lose the money. That's what you do. You know, I mean, lose money. So I just start doubling and tripling down. And holy shit, man, I start winning like every hand. And I come at it, I don't lose any money for like the first time ever. It was the craziest thing ever because I really suck at blackjack. And then the next day we celebrated my mother-in-law's 71st birthday. 71. 71. Is that crazy, man? 71 years old. I went to Kyle G's. Kyle G's my buddy. You ever been on Hutchinson Island? You go there. Have you been there yet, Evita? No, you have not. You better go. Kyle G's. I'm going to tell him you go. That's my weekend update. Interesting. I'm getting a little bit, I'm not losing as much money at blackjack anyway. There it is. store.bongino.com. If you want the shirt, up to you. I'm not in the shirt business. I'm in the podcast business, but you said you liked them and everybody's picking them up. That's the, I'm voting for the outlaw one. Thank you. All right, folks, I am voting for the outlaw. Did you do that on purpose? Because Justin's like, you got to throw this ad in here. I'm not sure if this is an ad Donald Trump put out himself or if Joe Biden put out. Now, it says, Justin said to me, and he's confirmed this, because you can't lie about political ads. He says, no, Dan, this is actually a Biden ad. Is that correct? This is actually from the Biden team. I want you to listen to this ad. This is his new ad, Joe Biden. And I'm thinking to myself, man, this sounds like an ad for Donald Trump, especially if you hate the police state and you feel like the system is you over, if you know what I mean. If you would, play the ad.
In the courtroom, we see Donald Trump for who he is. He's been convicted of 34 felonies, found liable for sexual assault, and he committed financial fraud. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's been working, lowering health care costs and making big corporations pay their fair share. This election is between a convicted criminal who's only out for himself and a president who's fighting for your family.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this.
You are Joe Biden, and you are dumb enough to have approved that message. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm voting for the outlaw, and so is everyone else. I don't know how many times we got to tell these dipshits. The guy puts his mugshot on a coffee mug. They sell 3 million mugs or whatever. People don't like the fact that the government's been weaponized against Donald Trump. Why do you think your approval ratings, you moron in the White House, you freaking kid-sniffing, sociopathic, lying loser, are at 30% while Donald Trump is skyrocketing? There was a poll out today. I'm going to cover this at length tomorrow, so don't sweat it. I'll show you all the evidence and receipts. You have my word. There is a poll out today. You ready for this? A very, very good pollster out of Iowa. I'll bring it up for you tomorrow because I want to go into it in a little more detail. Has Donald Trump in Iowa, a swingy type state, up 12 freaking points? Folks, Donald Trump wins Iowa by 12 points. I don't want to hear about a red wave. Nobody should get too excited. There's still only polls. If that were to happen, there's zero chance, zero, Joe Biden can win. If, always polls, but this pollster is very reliable. This guy is in a world of trouble and they keep doubling down on stupid. And that leads me, sadly, to this. And I do mean sadly. I warned you. Folks, we opened up the show talking about when the left feels imperiled by a narrative they know is going to hurt them politically, like Joe Biden, who can't find his way off the stage with Obama, they attack. They threaten to boycott you. They warn you, don't you dare talk about this. When they do that, I give them the double barrel and talk about it twice. Why? Yeah, because I want to spite them and I don't like them. But honestly, folks, that's not the reason I do it. The reason I do it is I know it's destructive. The reason they keep telling you, don't you dare talk about replacement theory, the idea that the Democrats are going to use demographics to change the destiny of the country, something they talk about all the time on video. The reason they don't want you to talk about it is because it's true. How do we know it's true? I could play you the montage all day, but today I'm going to stick with one particular clip. This is Joe Biden. Sadly, the current president, although he doesn't even know it, probably doesn't even know his own full name or when he was born or anything else. Joe Biden is now pushing for illegals in the country to be granted amnesty, which would enable a lot of them to vote. I'll show you the receipts in a minute, but Joe Biden has been talking about this demographic destiny replacement theory thing forever. You think replacement theory is racist? I guess Joe Biden's a big racist then. Take a look at this.
Black box, an unrelenting stream of immigration, nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
Sounds like he's kind of a racist. I thought if you brought this up, the idea that the Democrats were going to use demographic changes in the country to enhance their voting power. I thought you were a racist guy, like the guy who spoke at the Ku Klux Klan guy's funeral. Who the hell was that? Oh, Joe Biden. No way.
Wait, do we have it?
Oh, yes, I do. Oh, look at that. So crazy. I even circled it for you. There's a picture of Joe Biden. See, I even circled it. Oh, look at you guys can zoom in. I didn't even know what you guys are. What does that say at the bottom? Can you read that? Senator Robert Byrd. That's his funeral. Is Joe Biden eulogizing? Senator Robert Byrd, you mean the KKK guy? Yeah, that guy. But I thought it was racist to say that the Democrats want to use demographics to change the voting power of the country. I thought it was racist. I just played for you Joe Biden himself saying it. I could play for you a supercut of 100 Democrats talking about this. I'll spare you the nonsense because you've seen it 1,000 times. They don't want you talking about this just like they don't want you talking about Joe Biden's freaking SpaghettiOs brains. Why? Because it's true. CBS News. Biden prepping to offer legal status to undocumented immigrants who've lived in the U.S. for 10 years. It's good. Justin said it right. Squatters, right? Oh, man. God, I'm tired. I'm tired of being right. I don't want to be right no more. I don't want to be right. I don't like being right. Justin, wouldn't it be better to be wrong? Like, this isn't the kind of thing you're like, wow, this is great. Look, you were right. No, it's not. I'd rather be wrong. I'd rather the Democrats show just one day some an ounce of human dignity and not do things we say they're going to do that will eventually destroy the fabric of the United States, like disrupting a voting system by allowing people to come into the country in violation of our law and then forgiving them without doing any kind of and just using it to enhance your voting power. Why do we have to be right all the time? Can we be wrong about these Democrats at least once? Here's the problem with this, folks. Biden's saying, oh, if you're in the country 10 years, by the way, this will all be challenged in court, but it doesn't matter. Joe Biden's just hoping to get enough, you know, enhanced demographic voting power by the election. He doesn't even care what happens with the courts. You want to understand this is always and has always been the plan. This is why they don't want you talking about it. This is why I say jokingly, but I'm not kidding, when the Democrats tell you not to talk about something, you talk about it twice, maybe three times, because they're scared, because it's the truth. This has been their plan forever. They will be pushing now, pushing to expand the definition of this amnesty program from 10 years, people here 9 years, people who get here tomorrow, because they think they can use it. Here's an article a colleague of mine in the business who you know well sent to me this weekend. It's a very popular conservative radio host. He's a smart guy. He didn't tell me I could say his name, but didn't. That's all I'm going to just tell you. He is very worried about this piece, and you should be too. New York Post. How non-citizens are getting voter registration forms across the United States and how Republicans are trying to stop it. Folks, they have been at this for years. You know the Motor Voter Act of 1993? This is one of the most important changes in election integrity that's happened in the country's modern history. The Motor Voter Act of 93 was a big scam. It ordered states to register voters at the DMV and agencies where Americans apply for public benefits. Those offices are required by federal law to hand over the registration forms along with the application papers. Hold that thought for a second. Hold the thought. Now do you understand what the plan has always been with the Democrats? I'm going to get to part two of this piece. I'm going to show you how expanding government benefits and making people dependent and suckle on the teat of big government, it was a plan bigger than just spending money. Here's part two of the New York Post piece. If an applicant just attests that they're a U.S. citizen, hey, I'm a U.S. citizen, that's considered valid on its face, and the person's registered to vote. Keep that up. You mean they don't have to prove anything? That's exactly what I mean, bro. The House Administrative Committee last month approved the SAVE Act to require states to receive proof of citizenship when anyone registers to vote by mail at a DMV or a welfare agency office. Of course, the Democrats are saying, no, no, we're going to stop that because they don't want you to have to prove you're a citizen. So, Dan, what you're telling us right now is you can come into the country illegally. If you can get a driver's license or some other document that they can register to you to vote, as long as you just say, yes, I'm a U.S. citizen, that's exactly what I'm telling you. This has always been the plan. I'm going to take a quick break here, and I'm going to walk you through the four steps to use demographic changes and disruptions in the immigration process to benefit yourself electorally like the Democrats have been talking about forever. And I'm going to show you how this started back with Motor Voter in 1993. As long as they can get a document in front of you to register you to vote, all they got to do is hope and pray you just check the box and do it. We have been way ahead of this story. Quick break, we'll be right back. Hey, being in debt's like sinking in quicksand. You're trapped, you feel helpless, and the harder you struggle, the deeper in debt you get. If you're trapped in debt, let me throw you a lifeline. Done with debt. Donewithdebt.com. They've created a brilliant new strategy with one goal in mind, to help you get out of debt quickly and permanently. Done with debt can help you stop the struggle. First, they stand between you and your bill collectors, then they negotiate a plan to help you end your debt without bankruptcy and without loans. They can help you get out of debt quickly and put more cash in your pocket monthly. But you need to contact Done With Debt right away because some debt solutions expire. You don't want to miss out. It's easy to get started. Go to donewithdebt.com and get a free consultation. You have nothing to lose. Talk with one of their experts and discover a strategy that'll help end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary. Consult with your tax professional prior to enrollment. Donewithdebt.com. Thank you. Donewithdebt.com. We appreciate it. Back to the show. You see the plan here, folks? This has been the plan all the time. Step one, how you influence an election. Steal it using illegal immigration. Number one, expand government benefits. We make it very simple for you. Spend a lot of money and give it to a lot of people. That's it. Step one. Very simple. Why do the Democrats want to spend more money even though the country's going to go bankrupt? Because it gets more people in the government paperwork pipeline so they can fill out paperwork to get the money. Step one, expand government. Step two, the deuce. Cross-pollinate all these programs and make sure you empower these NGOs to get people in these non-government organizations. Pay them off to get people in the pipeline and filling out the government paperwork. Why? Because when they fill out the government paperwork for this program or the other program, you can probably get them in the voter registration process as well, where all they have to do is say, yep, I'm a citizen. Do you have any proof? Not really, but I don't need it. I just said so. Make sure all the programs feed into each other. More on that in a second. I'm going to show you why Obamacare was so valuable for doing this. That's always ahead of it. Step three, or if it was Joe Biden, step three, open the border. Just get a lot of people in the country. You just need warm bodies because you need someone to give the money to. There's got to be a body associated with this at some point. It makes it a lot easier. Obviously, they just need bodies. Let people into the country. Open the border. It'll expand the portfolio of people you can give voter applications to, government benefits to, Obamacare benefits, SNAP benefits. Step four, register new voters. Give them amnesty. Make sure they don't have to provide any proof of citizenship. This was evident early on. This is why motor voter in 1993, go to the DMV, look, you're registered to vote, was so destructive and why the Democrats wanted it so badly. Look at the date on this piece, 2013. For Democrats out there, that's about 11 years ago. Draft Obamacare application asks about voter registration. Oh, really? This was a big scandal at the time, and the Democrats freaked out again when we started talking about it. The online application draft for health care insurance under Obamacare, keep in mind this is 11 years ago, inquires if the applicant would like to register to vote and directs the applicant to a registration page if they answer in the affirmative. Expand government benefits, gets a lot of people in the paperwork pipeline to claim their money. Every time they fill out a piece of paperwork, ask them if they want to vote. Cross-pollinate all the programs. So if one person's on Medicaid, you get them on Obamacare or SNAP or whatever. At some point, they're going to get a voter application form. Open the border, flood these programs with people, register new voters, and make sure you get amnesty. This isn't even hard, bro. This isn't even hard. This is the easiest scam to detect ever. Guns for... A2 says, fuck that. Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, we have been warning about this forever. And thankfully, this is why I say, listen, I'm no fan of Republicans. Okay, I get it. I get it. The Republican Party is not conserved much, especially if they claim to be conservative. I get it. I'm with you. However, they don't have a significant majority in the House and they've got nothing in the Senate. So at least they have this SAVE Act out there. No one's going to sign it. It's not going to pass, but at least some Republicans are trying to stop this. You should be contacting your representative going, hey, you're telling me there's no proof of citizenship required? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm telling you. Now, does this make sense? One of the most disgusting groups out there that's had all kinds of problems. Just look up the Family Research Council thing. The Southern Poverty Law Center that likes to tar and feather conservatives with all kinds of fake labels and stuff. This is why they want you to stop talking about what they call the great replacement theory. There's nothing great about it. The Democrats talk about it all the time. Look at this. The racist great replacement conspiracy theory explained by Jason Wilson and Aaron Flanagan. This is why they don't want you to talk about it. Do you understand? Is this making sense? Folks in the chat, you're everything to me. Give me some feedback. Is this all making sense to you? The same thing with the Biden frontal lobe dementia he's got, which is what I think he has. I don't think it's Alzheimer's. I think it's frontal lobe dementia. I didn't diagnose the guy. I'm not a doctor. However, a number of people in the field think that's what it is. That's why they freak out. The reason, thank you, because this is so important you understand this. Do not stop talking about this. Do not stop. This is how they are going. That's why I titled the show today, is this how they're going to try and steal this thing? The question now is, can we slow it down enough before the election? And then if we get Trump elected with the Republican House and the Senate, can we get this SAVE Act passed where we can put a firewall between people registering to vote who are not citizens? Who are, yes, I'm a citizen. That's not enough, bro. It's like saying, listen, you know, we locked you up for grand larceny. Oh, no, he said he didn't do it. Okay, let him out. That's not the way this works. You're going to see more of this, too, by the way. You think this illegal immigration problem is just a voter problem, a voter integrity problem, a demographic destiny problem, to steal the left's term? No, man, it's a crime problem, too. Did you see this murder in Maryland? I'm very familiar with Maryland. Ran for office there. Rachel Morin's murder. Illegal immigrant from El Salvador charged in the rape and killing of a Maryland mother of five. Did you hear this story? And for all the a-hole losers out there on the left saying, oh, well, American citizens commit crimes too. They do, correct. Here's the difference. American citizens are legally entitled to be here, not legally entitled to commit a crime. Illegal immigrants are not legally entitled to be here and are not legally entitled to commit a crime. That's it. It's the only distinction you need, assholes. That's it. They're not supposed to be here. If we had a strong border, this guy, alleged to be the perpetrator, this woman would have been alive. That's the only argument you need. That's the only argument you need. Of course, the media will cover this all up, folks. They'll cover this all up. Why? Because, folks, this illegal immigration thing is not only a voter integrity problem. It is not only a crime problem. It is not only a national sovereignty problem. It is also, in the most ironic way possible, when it comes to voter demographic and coalition breakdowns, the most ironic backfire possible. It is the Democrats' coddling of illegal immigration for voting power that is actually destroying their voting power. Wait, what? You just made this whole argument about how they're trying to appeal to the illegal immigrant vote. Yeah. And what are they losing? The Black and Hispanic vote. Wait, what? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because Black citizens of Maryland and elsewhere, Maryland is a large Black population. How do I know? I ran there. I live there. You think they like this? What do you think? They're a bunch of automaton robots and they just vote Democrat, whatever Democrats tell them they listen to? You think they like this? I'm going to take a break. I'm going to get back to this, our last break. I'm going to show you how this is backfiring in spectacular fashion. Folks, if we get in there and win this election in November, no red wave talk. If we get in there in November, we can take the House and the Senate with Trump. Ensuring our voter integrity system, HR2, SAVE Act, it's got to be priority number one. It has to be. It has to be. Quick break. As you get older, you may have a hard time picking up the voices you want to hear out of a crowd. I was reading a study recently said there's a correlation between hearing loss, which is directly correlated with dementia. Yeah, I was reading that. It's something we all need to be aware of. Hey, if you've been having issues hearing as well as you used to, check out MD Hearing Aids. MD Hearing is an FDA-registered rechargeable hearing aid that costs a fraction of what typical hearing aids cost. MD Hearing's Neo model costs over 90% less than clinic hearing aids. The Neo actually fits inside your ear. No one will know it's there. Plus, MD Hearing has sold over 1.5 million hearing aids, and they offer a 45-day risk-free trial with a 100% money-back guarantee, so you can buy with confidence. Get the hearing you deserve with MD Hearing. Here's the website. Go to shopmdhearing.com. Use promo code PATRIOT to get their new $297 offer when you buy a pair. Plus, they're adding a free extra charging case, a $100 value, just for listeners of the Dan Bongino podcast. That's mdhearing.com. Use our promo code Patriot and get their new $297 offer when you buy a pair. Thanks, MD Hearing. mdhearing.com, promo code Patriot. Our last sponsor today, folks, Omaha Steaks. No 4th of July tradition is tastier than a backyard cookout, so cue the fireworks, because right now you can save 50% off site-wide during the Omaha Steaks 4th of July sale. That's right. Omaha Steaks is firing up the flavor with 50% off incredible extra-age steaks. They're delicious, juicy, pure ground burgers, jumbo deli-style franks, and so much more. Go to omahasteaks.com, offer, use promo code Bongino at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor, endless variety, and endless value with premium proteins that'll have you celebrating stars and grills, stars and stripes forever. They're all 50% off. Don't forget, you'll get an extra $30 off your order when you use promo code Bongino at checkout. So just head on over to omahasteaks.com. Shop for all the fabulous flavor that's guaranteed to make your 4th of July spectacular. But hurry, this offer won't last. Omahasteaks.com. Save 50% off site-wide during the 4th of July sale. Use promo code Bongino at checkout to get an extra $30 off today. Minimum offer may be required. Please visit omahasteaks.com for details. Thank you, Omaha Steaks. The food's delicious. Check it out. Thanks to our sponsors. We really appreciate it. Hey, one quick thing. I failed to mention at the beginning of the show. Shame on me. Happy Father's Day. I know it was yesterday to all the fathers out there. And I was in church this weekend with some of the crew. And Father Marty at the end asked all the fathers to stand up. And he said something I really appreciated. He said, you know, this, did you hear this, Savita? When he said, he's like, this culture, you know, they beat up men. You all are toxic, a bunch of buffoons, stupid old men, you know, all this, you know, happy wife, happy life, all this other stuff. Like you're some kind of moron partner, this whole thing. And Father Marty's like, nah, man, you guys are real heroes. And listen, I ain't nobody's hero, and I certainly ain't anyone's role model, but I love being a dad, man, and I love my kids. And God bless all you fathers out there. Hang around there and raise your kids. Don't you fall into this bullshit. Don't play into any stupid shit anymore, huh? The toxic masculinity, like you're a bunch of dopey morons. You know who fights the wars out there? You know we do. You know who's lifting up a tub on his back? The plumber who's fixing your bathroom. He's the one doing that. I love women. Women are fantastic. They're great. But we don't shit on moms all the time. And God bless you on Father's Day. You guys kick ass. Keep kicking ass and taking fucking names. Pardon my language, but it's true. Father Marty didn't say that. That would have been bad. Father Marty's got better language than I do. So he didn't. He was very nice about it. But he did say that. Don't believe his toxic stuff. No toxic masculinity. Thank God for masculinity. You'd be proud of it, except the fact I was given blood, man. That's a whole difference from one thing. We all, it's like my Achilles heel. They're getting killed with the black vote and the Hispanic vote. That's the irony of this whole illegal immigration argument. Even though they keep pushing this demographic destiny replacement theory down your throat, we're going to open the border, let a bunch of illegals in. Some of them are going to commit crimes in largely Hispanic and black areas. And don't worry, no one's ever going to notice. Not happening, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to see something incredible. I have to tell you, I never thought I would see in my lifetime. Here is Donald Trump. He's in Detroit. And a black Democrat, or black pastor, I'm not sure he's a Democrat, I shouldn't say that. A black pastor is there. And he's talking to Donald Trump about how Joe Biden and Barack Obama, yeah, man, they show up for the NAACP dinner. They don't show up in the hood like Donald Trump did, folks. My gosh, this is absolutely glorious to watch. Check this out.
President Trump, I'm so humble that you would be here. President Obama never came to the hood, so to speak, right? President Joe Biden, he went to the big NAACP dinner, but he never came to the hood. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor.
Again, there's a clip on CNN. I got a lot to get to today. I'll play it tomorrow, but it's really important. There's a clip on CNN I'm going to put in tomorrow's show where the host and the poll analyst are talking about a poll about Trump getting something like 15, 18% of the black vote. They can't believe it. You got to see their reactions on camera. They can't believe, because this is seriously, folks, this is what, Justin, like a year of polls now? The black vote being well over at 10%, 15%. This is not a snapshot in time anymore, folks. Polls are polls. Again, everybody dialed down, no red wave stuff. We get it. I can't say that enough. We shouldn't get too excited. Could we lose the way they pull scams? Absolutely. I'm just telling you, if these polls are all wrong, and they're even wrong by 5 points, and Donald Trump, say it's not 18, say it's 13. Donald Trump got 9% last time. That would be 4 percentage points more of the black vote. It would flip the entire election, even if the poll's off by 5 points. Personally, I think it's underestimating his support. Listen to the reception he got in front of, again, a largely black audience in Detroit. Listen to this. Simon Atiba. Well, folks, yeah, you don't take my word for it, man. I'm just showing you the evidence. I'm just showing you the evidence. This guy, Biden, is getting destroyed because he's treating black voters like idiots, as if they vote like a collective box of robots from some bad sci-fi movie. He's not treating them like individual people. He's just assuming they're going to accept illegal immigration, inflation, a shit economy, because what? They owe him some kind of loyalty? What has he done? This guy just said it. He doesn't show up in the hood. He doesn't do anything. Shows up trying to take people's money at fundraisers. It's also why I want you to think strategically here. Biden knows a lot of Democrat cities right now with largely black audiences are having trouble with what? Street crime, and it is pissing black voters off. That's why you're seeing this story out there that's a total fairy tale, that street crime across the country is down, despite the fact that I've repeatedly told you a lot of America's major cities that are having spikes in specific crimes are not reporting the numbers to the FBI. These numbers are not accurate because they're not even close to complete. Here's Paul Krugman, liberal goofball, claims he's an economist. This guy's a joke. Apparently, this guy won a Nobel Prize for what? I have no idea. Here's Paul Krugman, again, repeating this fake narrative that crime is down across the country. This is a way, I want you to understand, to strategically try to move and wedge their way back into the black community to insist they're doing something that they aren't, which is lowering crime. Watch this.
Biden's record as president is really quite amazing. He took us through an economic crisis. He's taken us through everything. There was a huge crime wave which began under Trump that has now largely receded. You know,
a huge crime wave that began under Trump. You understand this crime wave was in liberal cities. The crime wave, Trump was the one wanting to send in the National Guard to some of these places, and they said no. Folks, I'm just asking you, please, if you are a black voter out there, I want you to understand that these people are full of shit. Whether you vote Republican or not is your business. I'm just telling you, the Republicans may not be the solution to your problems. I get it. But the cause of your problems is Democrats. You can take that check to the bank, cash it, spend the money and everything. Black voters see exactly what you see, too. The reason this guy is down in the 30% approval range is another narrative we discussed in the beginning of the show. The guy, ladies and gentlemen, has some frontal lobe dementia or something going on in his brain. He is not working. The computer's not working. The RAM's not working. The disk isn't spinning. The floppy disk isn't fully inserted. It's not working. It's become now really dangerous. Why? Because it's now an international story. Here's the Daily Mail. It's not a U.S. paper. Inside Biden's 48 hours at the G7. I showed you the video in the beginning. He wanders off from the picture. Inside Biden's 48 hours at the G7, where alarmed allies notice he's losing focus and tired after missing a dinner, wandering off, and snapping at the press. Folks, this is a serious situation. Enemies of the United States with significant militaries. People, here it is again, walking off. Oh, he was just going to say hi to someone. He was supposed to take a picture. Why is everyone else posing and he's not? Because he's an idiot and he can't follow instructions. And everybody knows it. This is a serious story that involves national security. Put aside the petty politics for a minute. I don't like this guy. Everybody knows it. But I said again, how do you know this narrative is so damaging? It's damaging because you can gauge it by the media response. Hat tip, is this a Grabian one? Hat tip, Tom Elliott over at Grabian, a great account out there. Here's a quick minute of a supercut here. Here's the media rushing to his defense again. Biden sharp as ever. Again, you're not seeing what you're seeing. You're all delusional. Biden's tight. He's got it all together. Check this out.
Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden is the best Biden ever.
He knows so long as he was denied.
In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been.
President Biden has a photographic memory. His understanding and mastery of a complicated geopolitical situation, remarkable.
He is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
I was sitting, you know, two feet from him across the table, and he was, you know, intense.
Have trouble walking sometimes? Yeah, so did FDR. He wanted GD war.
But he's totally focused. He's very sharp.
They say he's sharp in meetings and so on.
Very lucid, well, very well informed. Biden is stately, and he comes with gravitas.
There hasn't been, as far as I know, a single claim that Biden made a mistake.
Ageism is an issue. Americans have a rich history of holding people's physical characteristics against them.
Now, I hate to keep teasing stories for tomorrow because it's not fair, but one, I definitely want you to watch. But the reason I'm not putting it in today is I have more to get to, including AI. They had a repeat show on 60 Minutes last night, but the AI thing, I got a lot to get to, but I'm just going to leave this here. Folks, they are extremely worried about Biden. There is a better, I think, than 50% chance right now that Biden will not be the nominee. And you're not wasting your time. I hate to say it again, but I told you, I think, Justin, you were here. Michael, I'm not sure you were here yet. Evita, maybe. But I told you about 6 months ago that a source of mine who's very familiar with the DC ins and outs said that, listen, if, because Biden hadn't committed to the debate yet, said if Biden debates and it doesn't go well, there's going to be a unified effort to get him out. Sure enough, article pops yesterday. If Biden debates and it doesn't go well, there's going to be a push to get him out. You're not wasting your time. They're just waiting for the debate. If this thing goes poorly, if this thing goes, you almost should at this point hope at least Biden gets through it, because we want this guy's nominee. He's not listening to us. He's doing his own thing. So whatever. Damn, stop that. He doesn't care what we have to say. Okay, stop. He's going to do it. And by the way, the backup plan, Kamala Harris, isn't much better. They're waiting for the debate. If it goes bad, I still don't think he's going to leave, but there's going to be a unified effort to get this guy out. Again, can we be wrong once in a while? You remember this? What happened with the my YouTube? Remember I quit YouTube? Do you guys remember the title of my last YouTube video? It was Why I'm Leaving YouTube. Because YouTube sucks. And I believe in free speech. That's why we're here at Rumble. We love you all here at Rumble. You guys are great. We're so proud to be fighting this fight with you. Thank you so much. We love it. But after I left YouTube, YouTube got upset because YouTube didn't like the fact that I was an investor in Rumble and we were stealing a good chunk of their audience away. So they were pissed off. So after I left, YouTube said, we're suspending him. I said, how can you suspend me? I already left. And they said, no, we're suspending you for, put this article up, for saying masks don't work. Here we go. The Independent, January 2022. Bongino was originally suspended in January for a video where he claimed that masks do not help prevent the spread of COVID. Listen to this. In reality, even cloth masks provide some limited protection against exposure from COVID in enclosed spaces. No, they don't. Again, Dan Bongino, right again. Just the news. Big LOL-a-rooski reaffirmed masks make little to no difference after a 15-month review prompted by a New York Times columnist. Pro-mask activists who touted Scarlet Letter against the study trashed its lead author. Remain quiet now. The damage has been done, scientists say. Folks, the mask thing had nothing to do with masks, okay? You understand that? It had everything to do with power. The government told you to do something. Put the freaking mask on. They knew it didn't work. The government didn't want to appear weak because it believes in power. So once it committed to its position, it was never going to allow people like me to speak out. The mask was a visual symbol of fear. They needed the fear to mess with the election, to make sure that you wouldn't vote in person and that you would vote by mail. The mask was a political tool. It was never a prophylactic medical device. Listen again, please. The mask was a political tool to influence the election, to not have you vote in person. It had nothing to do with medical efficacy or its prophylactic ability at all. They knew this the entire time. Now, do you want to see why people, Dr. Fauci's out there doing a book tour right now, which is disgusting? Here's Dr. Fauci on masks. Even CNN's Smirkanish, as this thing started to tail off, was like, hey, brother, this mask thing sounds kind of like bullshit. Are you still sticking by this thing? This is why I can't stand these lying fools. They actively took part in a scheme to influence the election with the face diaper. Check this out.
There is a perception out there by many, how many, I don't know, that they don't work and that the data concludes that they didn't work in the first go round. Respond to that on masks.
Yeah, well, that's not so. I mean, when you're talking about at the population level, that the data are less strong than knowing that if you look on a situation as an individual protecting themselves or protecting them from spreading it, there's no doubt that masks work.
What's this other one? What's the other one, Evita? N95s. Mask study published by NIH. I believe that's the National Institutes of Health. We should trust them. Public health, folks, suggests N95 COVID masks may expose wearers to dangerous levels of toxic compounds linked to seizure and cancer. Holy shit, that sounds bad. Why would you want... Yeah, that's right. They stopped COVID. Justin's right. It did such a great job. Don't you find it weird everybody who wore a mask got COVID? Like I said, I can't give this example enough. Imagine putting a condom on and every woman you have sex with gets pregnant. Wouldn't you be like, this ain't working. This ain't working. Maybe you should seek a new contraceptive device or something like that. If that's your thing. Folks, we got an election coming up. And if you're relying on the media for information, the left-wing media, and you're not relying on shows like this and others, not the only one. By the way, I did an interview with Ben Shapiro this weekend. Some of you watched it. Appreciate the feedback. I'm glad a lot of you liked it. It's a lot of fun. It's on a Sunday special if you care to watch it. But if you're getting your information anywhere outside of conservative media, there's a 99% chance what you're getting is absolute total bullshit. I just want to show you again, now that we know conclusively, the Hunter Biden laptop, because Hunter Biden was on trial, where everybody had to swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, right? And an official element of evidence introduced by the FBI was the laptop they told us was fake. Are we going to get any apologies from these assholes? And listen, I know a lot of you have seen this, but it's important we relitigate this before the election, because you'd be surprised, out of the well over 100,000 people watching the show right now, you'd be stunned how many people have probably never seen this before. Here are left-wing media assholes telling you the Hunter Biden laptop, the president's son, with all that nasty information and photos, telling you at the time, you guys are all going to look like idiots. This thing is fake. This thing isn't real. Hat tip Mazemore. Here's a side-by-side of Chuck Todd condemning you for pointing out the laptop was real. We were right. And then talking about disinformation. Check this out.
Instead of Roger Stone and WikiLeaks, it's Rudy Giuliani and some computer guy in Delaware. So this didn't work. So he'll try another planted story or another, you know, Russian use some other, you know, discredited Russian propaganda. And for those of you spreading misinformation, shame on you. Shame on you. I don't know how some of you sleep at night who are doing this for a living on television.
Hey, man, F this asshole, you know, really. Why would you believe anything this sniveling little rodent has to say? Why would you believe that? Do you understand this piece of shit has been on the wrong side of every single major story of our time? At what point do you say to yourself, I've been burned 5 or 10 times. I'm not going to trust this asshole anymore. At what point is he ever going to apologize for pushing the Russia hoax, for not acknowledging Spygate, for pushing the impeachment hoax, for pushing masks, for pushing the vax, for pushing the Hunter Biden laptop Russia bullshit? The answer is no. Why would you listen to these people? Who was right? Me, Mark Levin, others. Folks, there's actual evidence now. A longitudinal study has been conducted. The past has already happened. We were right. This asshole was wrong. Why would you trust him? Here's another one. Here's Joe Scarborough, another loser. Tough guy on camera, big wuss bag in person. Here's Joe Scarborough. He's got his own checkered past, by the way. Look it up. Here's Scarborough on MSNBC. Man, if you're going to bat for this Hunter Biden laptop, history's going to look back at you and you're going to be so embarrassed. Yeah, someone's embarrassed, but it ain't us, asshole. Check this out.
And talk about Facebook having problems and Twitter having problems with a story.
Mm-hmm.
That even the New York Post knew was a lie. They published a series of lies peddled to them by Rudy Giuliani, who admitted that nobody else would take it but Rupert Murdoch's New York Post, because they might look into it and tell the truth. Here we are in 2020. This is what it's come down to, America. Giuliani is feeding Russian misinformation to Donald Trump, and reading, feeding Russian disinformation to the New York Post. They know it's a lie.
Yeah, well, the New York
Post. That's where we are in 2020.
The New York Post.
Just to let you know that they're still talking to Russians.
Soiling themselves.
And by the way, Russian hoax, come on. Really, seriously, history will expose you all as fools and useful idiots for the Russians.
Yeah, history definitely exposed some useful idiots, D-bag. And it ain't us. You know, Michael and I were chatting there watching that thing. And he's like, you know, you think by chance they'd get something right once in a while, right? Just by accident. If you took a position 50% of the time and you guessed heads or tails, you flip a coin. You know, you flip enough times, it's going to be about 50 heads, 50 tails. Not them. They flip a coin 100 times, they're wrong. They get exactly zero guesses right. Heads, it's tails. Tails, it's heads. Heads, it's tails. They never get it right. Ever. That leads me to this story. And I wish I wouldn't have left this for last, but there's just so much going on. It's hard to really, this election theft thing through demographic destiny and voter registration of illegals was so important. But this story's critical. I don't know. I watch 60 Minutes for a laugh sometimes. I do. I want to see the propaganda. Unfortunately, I have to be informed about what the left is saying. So I have to pay for subscriptions, the New York Times and stuff. It sucks because I hate giving them money. But I hope you understand. There's no other way to see what they're doing and report on it if I can't see what they're doing. So I got to watch 60 Minutes once in a blue moon. Last night was a repeat. They had this AI, the father of AI. Was it Jeffrey Hinton on last night? Artificial intelligence. I'm sorry, there's some liberals listening. Not that bright. And he was talking about the dangers of it, stuff we've all heard before. And basically he was saying, this thing's a black box. He said, you don't understand. We don't know what it's doing. He said, we gave it essentially an algorithm, but how it comes out with the product, when you ask it a question, he was honest. He says, we just don't know. So he said, one of the fears they have is that the AI is eventually going to rewrite its own algorithm and code and learn to deceive you by reading history and novels and the history of humankind and mastering human behavior, so it's able to manipulate you into believing it's not doing what it's doing, which is rewriting its own code. AI's always scared me. It has. If we don't know what it's doing and if the experts don't know what it's doing, it frightens me. But I'm going to tell you something. One of the things about AI that could be a net positive, because I don't want to be a Debbie Downer on the entire thing, is if we can finally get some element of truth on the internet. You went to the internet before the election, they tell you replacement theory is racist. It's not. It's a Democrat thing. Okay, which doesn't mean it's not racist. It just means they talk about it. Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian. That's fake. Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. That's fake. Donald Trump wasn't spied on. It's a hoax. That's fake. The impeachment was a quid pro quo illicit deal. That's fake. Everything about Donald Trump is fake. The crimes are fake. Everything is fake. What scares the living out of Democrats about artificial intelligence is not that it's going to lie to you, but that it's going to tell you the truth. Folks, this piece in the Washington Post, you've got to read it. I hate to ask you to do this because it's the Washington Post. I hate to give them the clicks, but it is so important you understand this piece. Here, throw it up on the screen. Washington Post. Voice assistants and artificial intelligence chatbots still can't say who won the 2020 election. With months to go before the U.S. presidential election, some popular AI chatbots and voice assistants offer potentially harmful misinformation. The artificial intelligence that's out there looking at the data, the mail fraud, they're probably reading some of the same articles. This AI can read all the information you can, has come to the conclusion that they're not sure who won the 2020 election. You know why? Because we're not sure either. Because we're sane, rational, reasonable people. Like, wait, they manipulated the information flow? They did mass mail-in ballots for the first time, even though they knew the rejection rates were high? I mean, the New York Times article from 2012 talked about fraud and rejection rates for mail-in ballots. You don't think AI can read that? Folks, they're not scared AI is going to lie to you. They're afraid artificial intelligence is going to tell you the truth. This is why it scares the hell out of Democrats. This article is so important. I strongly encourage you to read it. I want you to read the fear in the Washington Post, obviously a bunch of left-wing liberal activists. Read the fear in the text writing of the Washington Post writers of this piece as they realize that AI is going to analyze the information and say, hey, these conservatives, they were right about everything. Replacement theory, demographic destiny, Hunter Biden, Spygate, the collusion hoax, the 2020 election, and it scares the hell out of them. Hey, thanks again for tuning in. Book signing this Friday, the 21st. That's this Friday, right? Is that this Friday? I'm like terrible with dates. It's Friday. Yes, it is Friday. Oklahoma City at the Barnes & Noble is on North May, noon local time. I will see you there. I really appreciate it. Everybody was asking me to go to Oklahoma City. We got some more book signings coming up. We're working on some, so stay tuned. Trying to get around the country. It's not that easy because of the live radio show. We're trying to make it happen. Oklahoma City Friday. You can look it up. It's on True Social and Twitter. The address is a little picture there with all the addresses and time. This Friday, OKC. I will see you there. I'll see you on the radio show right here on Rumble in just a few minutes and see you back here at 11 a.m., tomorrow, rumble.com/Bongino, and download the Rumble app. It's free. Help support Rumble. We're here for you. Free speech, baby. See you tomorrow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.